The sound of the bagpipes being played by local boy Davin McDonagh in tribute to Anthony and Martin Gallagher at last night's vigil in Letterkenny. Anthony lost his life when a car struck him on Lower Main Street in the early hours of yesterday morning. His brother Martin remains in a serious condition in Galway University Hospital. What should have been a joyous day in Letterkenny with St Patrick's Day celebrations turned into a day of profound sadness as news filtered through of the tragic incident. The local parade was cancelled as a mark of respect to the two Gallagher brothers. On a cold March evening, hundreds of people gathered in the area where Anthony Gallagher lost his life just hours before. Candles flickered around fresh daffodils which were placed at the scene of the tragedy. Neighbour to the brothers, Colin McDade, organised the vigil to pray for the men who were known to so many.
The ripples go out through the community and it affects everybody in different ways. But I say that just the two boys kept to themselves. They lived a quiet enough life, just went up the street for a few drinks. They're less than 100 yards from their home, coming along here at that time of morning, laughing and chatting away. And just life can be that cruel and it's very fragile. And just to say, Anthony unfortunately lost his life and Martin is actually fighting for his. Circumstances had been different, you know, the two boys would have been up tonight for a few drinks as well, but that's the way thing goes, and it's just as unfortunate it happened in the community, and it's going to take the community a while to get over it.
And Anthony was affectionately known in Letterkenny as the Lollipop Man. He got a lot of children to and from school, including myself, safely.
Anthony done the lollipop on the stop, which was about 40 yards away from where we're standing tonight. And as I mentioned earlier on, spent so much, over 25 years I think now, working that safety crossing back there, keeping children safe as they cross going to and from school. And they think that he lost his life in an RTC, say about 40 yards away from where he worked, and a job that he absolutely loved.
Cahirla of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District Councillor Jerry McMonagall has been paying tribute to the two Gallagher brothers and says a dark cloud now hangs over the town.
We can see here tonight, you can feel the sadness and the shock that is in Letterkenny tonight. This vigil here, last night we had an accident at Lower Main Street here where two individuals were seriously injured by a car, and since one of them has passed away, and it makes it all the more tragedy that there are two brothers in the 60s who are well known, well respected from this part of town, and lived just 100 yards away from where the accident happened. And it's just it just brought a dark cloud over Letterkenny today, and as a result the Chamber of Commerce cancelled the St Patrick's Day parade, which I believe everybody supported and understood. But our thoughts today and tonight are with the family, the Gallagher family, and obviously with Martin, who's fighting for his life in Galway, and for Anthony, who sadly passed away.
And in terms of the late Mr. Gallagher, we've heard by all accounts that he was a lovely, gentle man and an integral member of the community here in Letterkenny.
Yeah, Anthony would have been on duty here at this busy crossroads that we're standing at, putting children across the road safely day in and day out all year. He'll be sorely missed by all the parents and indeed the children who would have come through here on a daily basis. But yes, they were just a lovely family, two closely knit brothers who were out enjoying a pint on Sunday night and were 100 yards from their home when this tragic accident happened. And our thoughts and prayers are all with them at this time.
It just goes to show how well like they were in the community. Councillor McMonagall, such a massive turnout here tonight for this vigil.
Yeah, look, there's almost 200 people I would say here tonight. This is something that was just organised quite promptly today, and I think that's, you see the shock and you feel the sense of loss.
None is expected to be here tonight after the tragic circumstances the early hours of this morning. It's good to see the way this community comes together in times like this. I say the two boys, Anthony and Martin, lived a simple life, kept to themselves, bothered nobody. Out for a few drinks last night on the way home, tragedy struck. Anthony lost his life. Circumstances hadn't been the same, the two boys would have been the same routine the night up the street. A few quiet pints, back down the street, bite to eat. Anthony had to get his bite to eat. Martin was steady around the four hand turn. But that was the type of them. They had a tight relationship. They stuck together through thick and thin.
Bridget and Rosie left, the two boys was over there themselves. Great neighbours beside them. A lot of wonderful stories about them, and there'll be more over the coming days.
An investigation is ongoing and anyone with information is being urged to contact Letterkenny Gard the station. Catherine Gaffney, Ocean FM News.